What is the weirdest or creepiest Earth or space fact, you know? Time isn't real. Like, at all. Things like writing, time, language, and gender. None of it is real. They're things we created so the world would make more sense and be easier to understand. Gender. We weren't born into the world knowing boys should like blue or be tough, and we weren't born thinking girls should cook or clean. It's been shown that in the Stone and Bronze Ages, the young hunted, regardless of sex, while the older ones stayed back and cooked. Time was invented because it was more efficient. It's easier to gather crops and hunt during the day than at night when it's colder and darker. And since people worked in the day, it made sense to rest in the dark. And from there, we divided time into parts like morning, midday, evening, and night. Writing and language were made to communicate better, which is why they differ from country to country. We weren't born knowing them. We created every word because we felt they were needed. It's not really strange. In a way, it's beautiful. Someone created the word gorgeous, someone came up with moonlight, and everyone else joined in. Maybe I'm thinking too deeply about it. But we made it all. Some things should stay. But I personally think gender can be a pretty unnecessary concept sometimes. And hey, that's coming from an extremely feminine girl who enjoys cleaning and baking. Next story. The exact middle of nowhere is 48-52.6123. Deji 23.6W. It's a spot in the Pacific. Ocean named Point Nemo that's 2688 nautical miles from nearest land. It's roughly between New Zealand and South America. More specifically, Point Nemo is between the Easter Islands, the Pitcairn Islands, and Antarctica. Suppose you were in a ship that went under at Point Nemo, and you had to climb into a life raft. If you were on your own without a radio, just paddling and collecting rainwater and gathering fish, then if you could travel 20 miles a day, it would take 2.5 months to reach nearest land, if you navigated perfectly. Next story. Time is just a social construct created by humans. Yet, according to Einstein's theory of relativity, time is part of the very fabric of our universe. There are many different ideas about space-time, but that's the thing. They're still just theories. We don't truly know how time works. The idea that unsettles me the most is that the past, present, and future all exist at the same time, meaning what's going to happen has already happened. Next story. This is more interesting than weird, but I'll say it anyway. Theoretically, if an extraterrestrial being living on a planet 200 million light-years away had a device by which they could view Earth, due to the 200 light-years gap in light reach, instead of seeing humans through the device, extraterrestrial beings would instead see prehistoric creatures from the Jurassic period, since that's the era from which the light has reached till that point. Next story. At any moment, anywhere in the known universe, there could be a vacuum metastability event. The results of this event would be a massively exothermic shock moving at the speed of light that would break the entire universe down to a lower energy state. Nothing we know would remain, and nothing that could exist in this new universe would be familiar. This event could happen at any point, anywhere in the universe, and we might someday just be struck by its shockwave and everything we know would be erased in an instant, and it would simply be beyond our control in that case. Next story. Should you ever go over a waterfall or rapid in a river, know that the fall is not the most dangerous part, more often than not. The most extremely dangerous moment is right after you hit the water again, when that foamy, fast-moving water pulls you into the whirling vacuum for an undetermined amount of time. Sometimes you're flipped and dragged around like you're stuck in a washing machine, and sometimes you're placed right down into the riverbed and kept there by the water pressure. If you strike your head and lose consciousness at any point, you're likely to lose air underwater and stay in that vacuum until it decides to release you and let your remains wash up downstream. It takes a lot of fighting to get out, and sometimes the current can drag you right back in. Next story. Everyone knows the celestial objects are giant, almost unthinkable. But the truth is that life scales down just as much, and maybe even farther, than it scales up. We have bacteria, atoms, proteins, and similar elements that all do their part in making up the very structure of existence we inhabit. In my opinion, the greatest space and Earth fact is that we managed to find existence right in the middle of the enormous and the tiny. Next story. A gamma ray burst from a few thousand light years away could ignite the atmosphere, and we wouldn't even know it was coming until it already happened, because the wavefront travels at the speed of light. There could be a black hole moving right toward us, and we'd have no clue it was coming. What would happen if a black hole the size of a nickel appeared in your pocket? You wouldn't survive. If it had the mass of a nickel, it would radiate away in an instant and burst with more power than any known explosion. If it had the radius of a nickel, you'd fall in, and the black hole would sink into the Earth's core and gradually pull it in from within. There's an entire section of our galaxy we can't see. The exact opposite side from us. The pictures of the Milky Way aren't actually the Milky Way. They're images of other galaxies that we believe look like ours. Every day, millions of stars and galaxies move beyond the cosmic horizon, never to be seen again, because cosmic inflation makes space expand too fast for their light to ever reach us. The colors in a nebula image are representative shades used to show different materials, densities, or light wavelengths beyond what our eyes can see. They wouldn't look that way up close. The solar system has a tail. For half the year, the distance to the Voyager probes decreases. Next story. Mars isn't ideal to live on. First off, it has a weak magnetosphere. So say hello to solar winds that have stripped away much of the atmosphere and pose severe health risks. It's also extremely dusty, and the dust carries an electric charge. So your suit would likely end up as a red dusty challenge. Solar panels are also far less effective there. And it's extremely cold, almost like Antarctica. Some of these problems have partial solutions, but overall, it's still a major challenge. It's like living in Antarctica with the dust of the desert and the high-energy rays of space. Next story. The solar system itself is about a light year across. It's so enormous that other stars pass through it with relative frequency without doing any harm. The most recent, Schultz's star, being only about 70,000 years ago when humans were already around. They might displace outer asteroids toward the inner solar system, but it would take millions of years for those asteroids to get here. Next story. When cyanobacteria started pumping Earth's atmosphere with oxygen, it wiped out a lot of life at the time since most life forms were not used to an oxygen-rich environment. The ocean was also rich in dissolved iron back then, which corroded and turned the ocean a deep red. That also dissolved any remaining methane in the atmosphere and covered the planet in ice for 300 million years during the longest ice age, known as the Huronian glaciation. It ended after a large meteor collided with an underground CO2 buildup and released it into the atmosphere. Next story. Depending on whether or not our understanding of thermodynamics and universal constants is correct, there will eventually be a point in time where the distance between the two nearest atoms will be greater than the distance between Sol and Pluto. This is what's known as the heat end of the universe. Another interesting concept is that, by the nature of reality, there is a breaking point at which everything we understand about everything stops functioning and begins to stop working. A stress point where all of our known laws stop applying and reality becomes unstable. I also find it fascinating that diamonds are legitimately, virtually, and hypothetically low in value. They're so common on Earth that, aside from their physical beauty and usefulness, they have little inherent worth. And in space? There's record of an entire extrasolar planet that's literally made of diamond. 55 Cancri E, for reference, bonus fact, scientific assumptions, also known as axioms, are a thing. An axiom is a statement or proposition regarded as established, accepted, or self-evidently true. In simpler terms, it just is because it has to be. The most common axiom we rely on is so basic that it's hard to fully grasp at first, the idea that reality is real. We have no way of proving whether or not that statement is true. We can't test it because we can't even begin to imagine what a simulated reality would be. Therefore, everything you do, every thought you think, every single expectation you have is based on the potentially incorrect assumption that reality is what you experience. Next story. Atoms are so incredibly small and, at the same time, in their own interesting way, incredibly large. Let's start with why they are incredibly small. The average size of an atom is about 0.1-0.5 nanometers, or roughly 1/7 of a millimeter. That's 0.001 millimeters. For scale, about 1 million atoms can fit on the tip of a pin. Now, for why they're really big, most diagrams of atoms show the electron orbiting the nucleus, though this isn't entirely accurate. Electrons actually exist anywhere within a cloud surrounding the nucleus. The shapes of these clouds become quite complex with different atoms. A hydrogen atom, for instance, forms a simple sphere. And that cloud isn't nearly as close to the nucleus as most diagrams suggest. If you were to scale the nucleus up to the size of a tennis ball, the electron cloud would stretch about 8 kilometers wide. If you think finding a needle in a haystack is difficult, imagine locating an electron inside an atom. For more on this, Check out VFX Artist Reveals the True Scale of Atoms by Corridor Crew. It's where I got most of my information. Next story. Alpha Centauri is a binary star system, not including Proxima Centauri, about 4.3 light years away from the Sun. If the stable orbits of the two stars were to lose stability, the resulting supernova from their collision could wipe out not just our solar system, but nearly every system within a 20-30 light-year radius, such as Proxima Centauri, Barnard's Star, Wolf 359, Epsilon Eridani, Tea Garden Star, and more, leaving every planet in these systems uninhabitable due to the intense radiation from the explosion. The Proxima Centauri system, only 0.1-0.2 light-years away, could even be completely lost because of its close proximity. By the time we realized what was happening, it would already be beyond prevention. The radiation emitted from the star's collapse would have already broken down Earth's magnetic field and begun damaging our ozone layer and atmosphere. You lie on the ground in a collapsed city, your skin burning from the intense radiation. You're unable to breathe as the atmosphere thins. The last thing you see before you lose consciousness is the massive supernova of Alpha Centauri, brighter than the sun, filling an entire portion of the sky. Next story. I've always been amazed and uneasy about space ever since. I was a kid and saw a GIF comparing the planets in our system to the biggest objects in the known universe. Some things that deeply unsettle me are the existence of the cosmic web, the fact that our galaxy will eventually collide with Andromeda, and the idea that the sky will one day be nothing but darkness. One thing I always find fascinating to think about is the supermassive black hole the Hubble telescope spotted, one that's expected to drift away from its own galaxy and roam the universe, pulling in anything it passes. Next story. Not an astrophysicist by any stretch, but I keep finding myself watching them on YouTube. That said, there are things I just cannot fully understand. Concepts I can listen to being explained, but still can't grasp. Then there are topics I can follow while they're being explained, but become completely lost about 4.5 seconds after they stop speaking. And finally, the few things I actually understand. In the category of things I can follow when a smart person explains them is gravity's effect on time dilation. Like two clocks set exactly the same, launched into different orbits, and returning with slightly different times. Or time dilation near the event horizon, time seemingly stopping. So does that mean unless time stops instantly, there could be a being that, from their perspective, is still in between heartbeats, frozen in time, while from the outside perspective they vanished from view a billion years ago? Next story. A bit obvious, but just a reminder. If you get stuck in space, let's say you somehow get pushed out from a spaceship. Your instinct would be to swim your way somewhere, but there's no such thing as swinging your arms in space to change your path. As much as the movie Gravity has a lot of inaccuracies, if you've seen the part where Sandra Bullock's character is spinning nonstop and breathing rapidly, that's pretty accurate to what would happen if you were sent spinning away from something. Although I'm not sure what type of equipment astronauts have to prevent this, it's very likely it wouldn't be easy to recover safely from it. Just thinking about drifting away, knowing you can do nothing and just waiting for your oxygen supply to run out is deeply unsettling. Next story. There is a rogue black hole soaring through space super fast that, at any second, could wipe out the entire solar system. We wouldn't even know it was coming toward us because it's moving so quickly that if it ever arrived here, the whole world would be erased in an instant, and we still wouldn't know. That's how fast it is. Scientists believe it's rogue because the galaxy it was once in was destroyed, leaving it with no galaxy to be tethered to. Anyway, pretty unsettling. Next story, not a fact, but I know something that happened that has me thinking to this day. On 1 July 4th, we were watching fireworks in our town. We looked up at the fireworks, but there was an unusual light above them that wasn't moving at all. After the fireworks ended 5 to 10 minutes later, we noticed the light was slowly moving away and fading. I have no idea what it was. It definitely wasn't a star, kind of like an unidentified light. I still think about what that light could have been to this day. Next story. To me, it was the question of whether the universe is a perfect vacuum or a false vacuum. I'm not a physicist, but I'll try to explain it. If the universe is in a perfect vacuum, then things are stable. It essentially means that the universe is in balance. If the universe is a false vacuum, then there's a concept called false vacuum transition. This means that a false vacuum could shift into a true vacuum. This change would expand outward at the speed of light, completely undetectable. The bubble of change would reach us before we could even observe it coming. This shift could have a variety of effects. The most extreme idea is that the false vacuum could cause space-time to enter an unstable state, and the fundamental forces that govern our universe could stop functioning. This would cause everything, down to the smallest particles, to break apart, even gravity itself. In that case, nothing would remain intact. Stars, planets, and all forms of matter could break apart into something unrecognizable. Some theories suggest it could lead to a complete reorganization of the laws of physics, meaning the universe as we know it could stop functioning entirely. However, other models propose that the universe, stars, and even life could remain intact through the event. The truth is, we don't really know what state the universe is in, or what would truly happen if a false vacuum transitioned into a true vacuum. Please, anyone more knowledgeable, feel free to correct anything I may have misunderstood. Next story, that there is a cosmic horizon, and that every galaxy we know of, at least some of them, are now past it. But we can see those galaxies as they were in the past, because light, although the fastest thing in the universe, aside from the expansion of the universe, takes time to reach us. This means that everything we see right now is actually the past. If the sun vanished right now, it would take about 7 minutes for us to notice. Now, going back to the horizon idea, as I said, most galaxies we see through the telescope are now no longer visible. Why this is so unsettling is because there's so much undiscovered out there that we currently have the privilege to see. But future generations may never see them again, and they might think that only our galaxy exists, that our galaxy is the whole universe, which is really unfortunate. Next story. When you look up at the night sky, every point of light tells a story from the distant past. The stars you see twinkle from light that's traveled for years, sometimes centuries, before reaching your eyes. But beyond the stars lies something even more mysterious, the galaxies. Massive islands of billions of stars, swirling in endless motion across the cosmic sea. Now there's a simple rule that makes sense to everyone. The farther away something is, the smaller it looks. You can test this easily. Stretch your hand toward your face and then move it away.
The farther it gets, the smaller it appears.
For a long time, astronomers assumed this logic applied perfectly to galaxies too. And for nearby ones it does. The Andromeda Galaxy, for example, looks tiny in the sky despite being over 2 million light years away. However, here's where things get strange. There comes a point in the vastness of the universe where that simple rule breaks down. Beyond a certain distance, the farther away a galaxy is, the larger it appears in our telescopes. It sounds impossible at first. How can something unimaginably far away seem bigger than something closer? But the explanation reveals one of the most mind-bending truths about our expanding universe. When light leaves a distant galaxy, it begins its journey toward us through space-time. But the universe itself isn't standing still during that journey. It's expanding. Billions of years ago, when the light first set out, the universe was smaller. That means the galaxy was actually closer to us back then, even though we see it now as it existed in that distant past. In that smaller, denser universe, the galaxy filled a larger portion of the sky relative to everything around it. So when we finally detect that ancient light, what we're really seeing is a stretched-out image from a younger universe. Space has expanded dramatically since then, but the light still carries the shape and size it had when it began its journey. The result is a fascinating illusion. A galaxy so far away that it should appear tiny instead seems to take up a surprisingly large portion of the image. This phenomenon isn't something we can see with our eyes alone. It takes the power of deep-field telescopes like Hubble and the James Webb Space Telescope to reveal it. These instruments peer billions of years into the past, capturing the faint glow of galaxies born when the cosmos was just a fraction of its current size. And in those images, astronomers notice this strange reversal, the very distant galaxies looking larger than those that are somewhat closer. It's a humbling reminder that the universe doesn't always behave according to human intuition. Space isn't a static stage but a living, expanding fabric, one that bends time, stretches light, and plays with our sense of scale. The deeper we look, the more we realize how much there's left to understand. Next story. There is a squid called the Big Fin Squid that has only been seen a handful of times. Just 3 confirmed sightings so far. These mysterious creatures are unlike any other squid we know. Their tentacles are so long they can reach all the way to the seafloor, stretching an incredible 20 to 26 feet in length. What's even more fascinating is that scientists believe the ones we've seen aren't even fully grown adults yet. These squids also have what appear to be elbow-like bends in their long, thread-like arms, a unique feature that makes them look almost otherworldly.
We don't know much about them because sightings are extremely rare. They live far beneath the surface, hidden in the very deep ocean, roughly 5,000 feet below. Down there, sunlight never reaches, and pressure is intense, a world few humans have ever explored. If you search for pictures of the bigfin squid, you'll understand why many people find them so unsettling. Their long, ghostly arms drift through the water like strands of silk, and their movements are slow and eerie. These creatures are a haunting reminder of how little we truly know about our own planet. Even today, vast parts of the ocean remain unexplored, and beings like the bigfin squid continue to show us that Earth still holds secrets as strange and mysterious as anything found in outer space. Next story. When you look up at the night sky, it feels peaceful. Endless stars shining like tiny sparks scattered across an infinite canvas. But behind that beauty hides something eerie, something quiet and unseen. Among those countless stars are worlds with no sun, planets wandering through the void completely alone. These are called rogue planets, and they don't belong to any solar system. They aren't held in place by the gravity of a star. Instead, they drift freely through the galaxy, invisible to our eyes. No sunrise ever warms their surface, and no orbit defines their path. They simply move, cold, dark, and silent, through the vast emptiness of space. When you gaze at the stars, one of these lonely worlds could be passing right between you and the distant light of another galaxy. You wouldn't notice it. There's no glow, no reflection, no sign at all. It would just be a faint, completely dark spot, a shadow that even the most powerful telescopes struggle to detect. Scientists believe there could be billions of these unseen planets drifting through the Milky Way alone. Some may have once belonged to solar systems like ours, orbiting a star peacefully for billions of years. But powerful gravitational forces, perhaps a collision or the passing of a massive neighbor, tore them away, flinging them into open space. Others might have formed alone from scattered dust and gas, never having a sun to call home. What makes these rogue planets so fascinating and unsettling is how truly hidden they are. Since there's no starlight to illuminate them, they don't shine. They don't reflect light. The only way scientists can find them is by watching for how their gravity bends and distorts the light from background stars, a phenomenon known as gravitational microlensing. It's like catching a ghost by watching the shadows it leaves behind. Imagine standing on one of these planets. The sky above would be unlike anything we've ever seen. No sunrise, no sunset, just endless night. The stars wouldn't twinkle, because there'd be no atmosphere to make them shimmer. The silence would be absolute. The temperature would drop far below anything Earth could withstand. You'd be standing on a frozen, airless world, surrounded by nothing but the infinite dark. And yet, even in that emptiness, there's a strange beauty. These wandering planets are proof of how dynamic and unpredictable our universe is. They remind us that not every world needs a sun to exist. That some worlds live quietly in the shadows, unseen but still moving, still real. So the next time you look up at the stars, remember this. Somewhere out there, drifting through the completely dark depths of space, are planets you'll never see. Silent travelers moving forever through the cosmos, passing unnoticed beneath the same stars that light your night sky. Next story. When we look up at the night sky, it's easy to imagine space as calm and quiet, stars shining peacefully, unmoving, eternal. But in reality, the universe is anything but still. It's alive, dynamic, and constantly reshaping itself in ways both beautiful and powerful. One of the most awe-inspiring examples of that transformation is what astronomers call a stellar explosion, an event so energetic that it briefly outshines an entire galaxy. In our own Milky Way galaxy, a star reaches this explosive stage about once every 50 years. That may not sound like much, but keep in mind, our galaxy alone contains hundreds of billions of stars. Each one is born, ages, and eventually meets its end in its own way. For massive stars, that final act is dramatic. They collapse inward under their own gravity and release an unimaginable burst of energy. The result is a stellar explosion so bright it can be seen from millions of light years away. Now, the Milky Way isn't unique. Galaxies across the universe follow a similar rhythm. On average, every galaxy experiences one of these brilliant events roughly every half century. But here's where things become mind-bending. The universe contains billions of galaxies, possibly even trillions. If you add up all those averages, the math tells an incredible story. At any given moment, around 50 stars somewhere in the cosmos are transforming into stellar explosions every second. That means, while you sit here reading this, 50 stars have already ended their lives, and 50 new cosmic lights are blazing across the universe, their brilliance traveling through space for eons before it ever reaches us. It's a reminder of just how vast and energetic our universe truly is. Each of these events sends shockwaves rippling through space, scattering heavy elements, carbon, oxygen, iron, gold, into the cosmic void. These elements eventually become the building blocks for new stars, planets, and even life itself. In a sense, every person, planet, and tree is made from the remnants of ancient stars that exploded long ago. We are literally built from the ashes of the cosmos. Astronomers watch for these explosions using powerful telescopes spread across Earth and orbiting above it. Sometimes they catch one in real time. A sudden flash of light appearing where no star was visible before. That flash may last for weeks or months, slowly fading as the energy disperses. What's left behind can become a dense neutron star or, in some cases, a black hole. So, while the night sky might look still, remember, it's not quiet out there. The universe is always changing. Every single second, 50 massive stars are reaching their spectacular finale, reshaping galaxies and seeding the next generation of stars. Even when we can't see it, the cosmos is alive with creation, destruction, and rebirth, a reminder that in space, nothing truly ends, it just transforms. Next story. Every star in the universe has a temper. It may not look like it when you glance up at the peaceful night sky, but beneath that calm glow, stars are constantly shifting, fusing, and burning with unimaginable energy. And sometimes, just sometimes, that energy bursts outward in a moment of sheer cosmic power. Scientists call these events superflares. A superflare is essentially a massive release of energy from the surface of a star, far stronger than the solar flares we experience on Earth today. These outbursts can release the energy of billions of nuclear bombs all at once, sending waves of charged particles hurtling into space. Every star can produce them, including our own sun. But thankfully, our sun is an older and more stable star. It's relatively calm compared to the younger, more energetic stars that often experience frequent and violent bursts. Still, calm doesn't mean harmless. Astronomers believe our sun experiences a major superflare roughly once every 1,000 years. It's a rare event, but not an impossible one. The real question isn't if it will happen again, but when if a superflare were to erupt from the sun today, it wouldn't destroy life on Earth. Our atmosphere and magnetic field are powerful shields that would protect us from the worst of it. But the effects would still be dramatic. The sudden burst of energy could damage satellite communications, disrupt navigation systems, and cause widespread power failures across the globe. Imagine this. One day, the world wakes up to glowing skies, vivid auroras shimmering across continents. Then, in the same moment, everything goes dark. Satellites stop responding, airplanes lose connection, power grids collapse. The internet fades away. For hours, maybe even days, humanity would be cut off, thrown back into a quieter, darker world until systems could recover. Along with that, the flare would create a temporary shell of energetic particles around Earth, a storm of invisible radiation that our technology isn't built to handle. Astronauts on space missions would have to seek immediate protection. Communication with probes and satellites could be lost or distorted. Even the thick cables buried beneath our oceans might be affected. Scientists can't predict exactly when the next superflare will occur. Some estimate it could happen within the next 100 years. Others believe it might take longer. What's certain is that the sun, though quiet now, still has the power to remind us who's in charge. The last event of comparable scale may have been the Carrington event in 1859, a powerful solar storm that disrupted telegraph systems worldwide. If something like that happened today, in our digital age, the impact would be far greater. So while the sun may look peaceful in the sky, it's worth remembering that it's a living, breathing star, one that has shaped life on Earth for billions of years and still holds the power to challenge it. Anyway, have a bright and safe day. And maybe, just maybe, keep an eye on the sky. Next story. Every astronaut who leaves Earth carries a personal spacecraft. Not a shuttle or a capsule, but something far smaller, the spacesuit. It's more than just clothing. It's a one-person life support system designed to keep a human alive in the most hostile environment imaginable, the vacuum of space. And it's one of the most expensive pieces of technology ever made. Back in 1974, NASA's spacesuits were reported to cost between $15 million and $22 million each. Adjusted for inflation, that's well over $100 million today. Every inch of those suits represents decades of research, testing, and innovation. Each layer, and there are many, performs a critical function. Some provide insulation, others block micrometeoroids traveling faster than bullets, and still others regulate pressure and oxygen flow. Together, they create an artificial mini-Earth that allows astronauts to survive and work outside their spacecraft. These suits aren't mass-produced. Each one is custom-built, tailored to the astronaut's body and mission needs. Every glove, boot, and connector must perform flawlessly, because one small failure could mean disaster. It's no surprise, then, that the gloves, the most delicate and technically challenging part, are also the most expensive component of the entire suit. They have to provide protection from temperature extremes while still allowing the astronaut to bend fingers, grip tools, and complete precise repairs. In 2019, NASA's spacesuits made headlines again for a very human reason. The agency's first planned all-female spacewalk, a historic event decades in the making, had to be postponed. The reason wasn't mechanical failure or bad weather. It was something far simpler. The space station had only one medium-sized suit available. Both astronauts assigned to the mission needed that size. It was a humbling reminder that even in an era of rockets and robotics, the human element still matters. NASA quickly worked to fix the problem. Engineers sent up a medium torso shell to adapt an existing larger suit, allowing the long-awaited spacewalk to finally take place a few months later. When the two astronauts floated side by side above Earth, it marked not only a scientific milestone but a cultural one. A quiet celebration of perseverance, teamwork, and progress. Today, NASA continues to refine its suit designs. The current generation, called the XEMU, Exploration Extravehicular Mobility Unit, is built for the Moon, Mars, and beyond. It's more flexible, more protective, and easier to adjust to different body types. A direct response to lessons learned over decades of exploration, these next-generation suits still come with a staggering price tag. But every dollar reflects the cost of safety and survival in a place where the margin for error is zero. When you see an astronaut drifting outside a spacecraft, remember, that bulky white suit isn't just a uniform. It's a miracle of engineering, a shield against the void, and the product of countless minds working together to make sure humanity can not only reach the stars, but stay there safely. Next story. I've always found it incredible that, after thousands of years of exploration, discovery, and global travel, there are still corners of our planet that no human has ever stepped on. We like to think of Earth as something fully mapped. Every mountain measured, every ocean scanned, every continent explored. But in reality, the world is far from completely known. Every hiking trail, every forest, every mountain ridge hides its own small mysteries. Imagine walking down a well-traveled path. You step just 30 feet off the trail, not far at all. And suddenly you might be standing somewhere completely untouched. A patch of soil, a cluster of moss, or a hidden rock outcropping that no other person has ever stood on before. It's a quiet, humbling thought. Human beings have reached the summit of Everest, crossed deserts, and even traveled into space, yet so much of Earth remains unvisited. The Amazon rainforest alone contains regions so dense and remote that satellites can't see through the canopy. The ocean floor, which covers more than 70% of the planet, is still mostly unmapped. We've explored more of Mars than our own deep seas. Even in well-known countries, there are valleys, caves, and small forest clearings that have gone unseen by any person. And what makes this idea so fascinating is how ordinary it can feel. You don't need to be an explorer or a scientist to experience it. On a quiet hike, or even in a patch of forest behind your house, you might be the first person ever to touch that particular bit of Earth. Maybe no one has stepped on that spot since before humans even existed. That small realization connects you to something ancient. A reminder that the planet is still wild in ways we can't fully imagine. I once had this thought while hiking. The trail was crowded, but I decided to step off for a moment to take in the view. I pushed past a few ferns and stopped in a small clearing, surrounded by silence. I remember thinking, what if no one has ever stood here before? It wasn't a scientific guess, just a quiet curiosity. But it changed the way I saw the world. We often think of exploration as something grand and far away. Astronauts. Mountaineers, submarines diving into the abyss. But sometimes, it's as simple as taking a few steps off the path and realizing that you've entered a place that belongs only to you and the Earth beneath your feet. Even in our modern age of GPS and satellites, mystery still exists. The maps may look complete, but the world still holds countless untouched moments, waiting for someone to notice them. So next time you're outside, look around. Somewhere near you, there's a piece of ground that has never felt a human step. And maybe, Just maybe, it's waiting for you. Next story. Does it not just unsettle you that depending on where you live, a major earthquake could occur at any time, completely without warning? Or take Yellowstone in the United States, for example. No one really knows what could happen, or how destructive it might be. You could wake up one morning thinking it's just another ordinary day. You make your coffee, feed the cat, and suddenly there's a sudden shake, and in a moment, you could lose it all. It's a chilling thought, knowing that nature's power moves on its own timeline, without notice or mercy. Next story. There's something quietly haunting about how fragile normal life really is. Most of us wake up and move through our routines without a second thought. You pour your morning coffee, stretch, feed the cat, maybe glance at the news. Everything feels stable, the ground beneath your feet, the roof above your head, but deep below, the earth is never still. Our planet's crust is divided into enormous plates that constantly shift, grind, and drift across molten rock. We don't feel it, but the tension is always building. Then, sometimes without the faintest warning, that tension releases. The ground moves, buildings sway. The things we thought were solid suddenly remind us that they never truly were. In certain parts of the world, that reality lives just beneath everyday life. People in places like Japan, Chile, Indonesia, and the western United States know it all too well. That quiet uncertainty that an earthquake can happen at any time. Not next week, not next year, maybe even right now. It doesn't matter what the weather looks like, what time it is, or how peaceful the morning feels. The earth decides when to move, and then there's Yellowstone, the great sleeping giant. Beneath the calm forests and steaming geysers lies a massive supervolcanic system that has shaped the land for millions of years. Scientists monitor it constantly, watching for even the smallest changes. The odds of an eruption in our lifetime are incredibly small. But the fact that it could happen adds another layer to the reality we all share. Nature doesn't ask for permission. That's the part that feels most unsettling. How unpredictable it all is. You could be sitting at your kitchen table scrolling through your phone, unaware that hundreds of miles below your feet, pressure has reached a breaking point. A few seconds later, everything you know begins to shift. The walls tremble. The dishes rattle. You realize how powerless humans really are when the planet decides to remind us who's in charge. And yet, even knowing this, we keep building, exploring, and living. There's something deeply human about our ability to carry on. Even while knowing how fragile life is, maybe that's what makes it all so remarkable. The quiet courage of living with uncertainty. The next major earthquake or volcanic event could happen tomorrow, or centuries from now. We simply don't know, but that's the nature of the world we inhabit. The ground that supports us also moves us. So the next time you wake up, pour your coffee, and feed your cat, take a moment to feel grateful, not fearful, because each calm, ordinary morning is a small miracle. For now, the earth sleeps peacefully, but we know someday it will stir again. Next story. Far beneath the surface of the ocean, deeper than sunlight can reach, deeper than sound can travel, lies one of Earth's greatest mysteries, the world of deep sea gigantism. In this pitch-black realm, where water pressure can crush steel and temperatures hover just above freezing, some creatures grow to sizes that seem almost impossible. For reasons we still don't fully understand, animals that live in the deep ocean tend to be far larger than their shallow water relatives. Giant squids, colossal isopods, and enormous jellyfish are just a few examples of this strange phenomenon. The most fascinating part? We've only seen a handful of them. Most of what we know about deep-sea giants doesn't come from exploration. It comes from chance. Sometimes one of these creatures washes ashore, its massive body carried up by ocean currents. Other times, a fisherman might accidentally catch one that has wandered too close to the surface. Each rare discovery offers only a tiny glimpse into a world we can barely imagine. Scientists have theories about why deep-sea life grows so large. One idea is that the cold temperatures and crushing pressure of the deep ocean slow down metabolism, allowing creatures to live longer and grow larger. Another theory is that, in such a dark and sparsely populated world, being bigger helps them travel farther in search of food or mates. But the truth is, no one really knows for sure. The ocean's deepest regions are still mostly unexplored. Even our most advanced submarines can only reach certain depths for short periods of time. The pressure at those levels, thousands of times greater than on the surface, makes direct study nearly impossible. Because of that, we've probably seen only a fraction of what actually exists down there. And here's the thought that really sparks the imagination. What if the creatures we've already discovered, the ones that seem unimaginably large to us, are actually the small ones. What if the specimens found near the surface were just juveniles, separated from their parents and drawn upward by accident? The ocean covers more than 70% of our planet, yet more than 80% of it remains completely unmapped. That means most of Earth's biosphere, the very place where life began, is still a mystery. For all our technological progress, we know more about the surface of Mars than we do about our own ocean floor. When you think about that, it's humbling. Somewhere, miles beneath the waves, enormous creatures may drift silently through the darkness, ancient, graceful, and unseen. Their world is one of endless night and quiet survival, untouched by light or human presence. So the next time you look out at the ocean, remember, the biggest mysteries on Earth aren't in outer space. They're right here, hidden in the deep. Next story. Sometimes when I look up at the night sky, I can't help but wonder, how many other minds have done the same thing? How many beings across the universe have stared into the darkness, curious about who might be out there? The universe is unimaginably old, about 13.8 billion years. Our solar system didn't even exist for most of that time. So when you think about it, intelligent civilizations could have risen and fallen long before Earth was even formed. Entire histories, their science, art, and languages, could have existed, vanished, and left behind nothing but starlight. And maybe others exist right now, thriving in distant corners of the galaxy, orbiting suns we haven't even discovered. Their civilizations could be millions of years ahead of us, building things we can't yet imagine, solving mysteries we haven't learned to ask. Or they could be looking at us the same way we look at the stars, curious, hopeful, and wondering if anyone else is out there. Then there's the far future, billions of years from now, when our own sun fades away. By then, perhaps life will have evolved somewhere else, on new planets orbiting new stars. Maybe those beings will explore the remains of ancient civilizations scattered across the galaxy, ours included, and wonder what kind of creatures once lived here. It's even possible that some of these civilizations have already discovered each other, forming an interplanetary alliance or network, a galactic society where knowledge and culture are shared among worlds. Maybe they've faced conflict and collapse, or maybe they found a way to live in peace, working together for thousands of generations. We have no way of knowing which outcome is more likely, but both are possible. What always fascinates me most, though, is the thought of one individual, somewhere far, far away, doing something completely ordinary. Maybe they're making breakfast, watching clouds drift across their alien sky, or writing their own version of this thought right now. I wonder if someone else out there is thinking the same thing. That idea makes the universe feel both enormous and strangely personal, like we're all connected by curiosity itself, across billions of light years in different forms and different worlds. Maybe that's the one trait every intelligent species shares, the desire to understand what lies beyond. And perhaps, in that shared curiosity, there's a quiet sense of companionship, proof that even if we never meet them, we're not entirely alone. Because somewhere out there, beneath another sky, another being might be looking up too, wondering about us, just as we wonder about them. Next story. Beneath the rolling waves of our oceans lives one of the most mesmerizing creatures on the planet, the blanket octopus. It's not just another sea creature, it's a living work of art. When you first see one drifting through the deep blue, it looks like a glowing ribbon or a silk sheet gliding gracefully through the water. Its long flowing membranes, the blanket that gives it its name, can stretch several times longer than its body, rippling like a flag in slow motion. The females are much larger than the males, often massive in comparison. While males grow to only a few centimeters, females can reach lengths over 6 feet, their colorful blankets unfurling like underwater wings. What's even more fascinating is how incredibly vibrant they are. Their translucent sheets shimmer with electric blues, purples, and golds, colors that seem almost unreal. Unlike many creatures that rely on camouflage, the blanket octopus doesn't hide. It displays its beauty boldly, as if to remind us that in nature, survival isn't always about invisibility. Sometimes, it's about awe. But these creatures are also rare. They live far out in open water, and only a handful have ever been filmed in their natural environment. Each sighting feels like catching a glimpse of a secret the ocean would rather keep. When you think about it, the blanket octopus is a reminder of how much of our planet still remains undiscovered. Every time we think we've seen it all, the ocean whispers back, "Not even close." Now, if the ocean hides mysteries beneath its surface, then the universe hides mysteries beyond our understanding. Right now, our senses and even our technology are built to detect only three spatial dimensions: height, width, and depth. But physics doesn't rule out the possibility of fourth-dimensional or even higher-dimensional beings. If such entities existed, we might never know. They could move through spaces and realities that are invisible to us. Not because they're far away, but because they exist in directions we can't perceive. Imagine trying to explain a sphere to a creature that only sees in two dimensions. It could only perceive the sphere as a circle that appears, changes shape, and disappears again, never seeing the full object. In that same way, higher dimensional life might pass through our universe, unseen, leaving behind effects we can't explain. It's a humbling idea. Just as the blanket octopus glides through the unseen depths of Earth's oceans, perhaps there are beings gliding through the unseen depths of the universe, existing just beyond the limits of what we can detect. Whether it's the vast ocean or the vast cosmos, both remind us of the same truth. There's always more than meets the eye. Next story. When we look up at the night sky, it feels like the universe is overflowing with light. Stars, galaxies, and clusters stretch endlessly in every direction. But hidden among all that brilliance is a place so empty, it almost defies imagination. The Buddha's Void. Astronomers first discovered it in the 1980s, while mapping distant galaxies. What they found stunned them. A vast spherical region roughly 330 million light-years across with almost nothing inside. To put that in perspective, if the Milky Way were placed at its center, the nearest large galaxy would be hundreds of millions of light-years away, farther than light has traveled since the age of the dinosaurs. This is not a small gap in space. It's one of the largest known cosmic voids in the observable universe. While typical cosmic voids might contain thousands of galaxies, the Buddha's Void has only a few dozen. It's like standing in the middle of a cosmic desert. Endless darkness in every direction, with only a handful of faint lights flickering on the horizon. If a person could somehow be placed inside the Buddha's Void, the experience would be haunting. There would be no nearby stars, no planets, no glowing nebulae, only a thin drizzle of starlight from unimaginable distances away. And because the void is so enormous, it would take hundreds of millions of years for any message or light to reach another civilization, if one even existed to receive it. In a sense, you'd be hidden from the universe itself. So how did this colossal emptiness form? Scientists believe the universe is woven like a web, an intricate structure of filaments where galaxies cluster along glowing threads of matter. Between those threads lie the gaps, the voids. Over billions of years, gravity pulled matter toward denser regions, leaving behind vast pockets of space that were never filled in. The Buddha's Void is simply one of these gaps, but on an almost unbelievable scale. And yet, even in this emptiness, there are clues that the void isn't truly nothing. The few galaxies that do exist there are stretched and lonely, their shapes distorted by gravity. Some scientists theorize that small galaxies may have merged over billions of years, forming the faint ones we now detect. Others suggest the void could reveal something deeper about how the universe expanded, perhaps even pointing toward hidden forces we don't yet understand. When you think about it, the Buddha's Void is more than just an absence of matter. It's a reminder of how vast and mysterious the cosmos remains. While we're surrounded by galaxies numbering in the trillions, this silent region of near nothingness stands as a symbol of cosmic contrast, the balance between light and dark, fullness and emptiness. So the next time you stare into the night sky, remember, somewhere out there, beyond the constellations, lies a place where the universe itself grows quiet, a region so still that even time seems to hold its breath. Next story. Gravity might be the most familiar force in our everyday lives, the one that keeps our feet on the ground, the planets in orbit, and the stars bound together. Yet, despite how powerful it seems, gravity is actually the weakest of all the fundamental forces in the universe. It sounds impossible at first. After all, gravity shapes galaxies and bends the very fabric of space-time. But when compared directly to the other fundamental forces, the strong nuclear force, the weak nuclear force, and electromagnetism, gravity is unbelievably delicate. The strong nuclear force, which binds protons and neutrons inside atomic nuclei, is about 1038 times stronger than gravity. That's a number so large it's hard to even imagine. To see just how weak gravity really is, all you need is a small magnet and a paperclip. When you use that magnet to pick up the paperclip, you're witnessing something extraordinary. The tiny electromagnetic force of that magnet is overcoming the gravitational pull of the entire Earth. In that single moment, you're holding back the combined attraction of trillions of tons of mass with just a bit of magnetism. So why, then, does gravity seem so dominant in the universe? The answer lies in how it behaves. Unlike the electromagnetic force, which can attract or repel depending on charge, gravity only attracts. Everything with mass, stars, planets, dust, and even light, adds to the total gravitational pull. It never cancels itself out. Over small distances, this makes it weak. But across cosmic distances, it adds up, binding galaxies together and shaping the universe itself. Einstein's theory of general relativity changed the way we think about gravity. Before him, we thought of it as an invisible force pulling objects together. But Einstein revealed that gravity isn't really a force at all. It's the effect of mass-bending space-time. Imagine a bowling ball placed on a stretched rubber sheet. It curves the surface, and smaller objects placed nearby roll toward it. That's how gravity works. When you feel yourself pulled toward the ground, what's actually happening is that you're following the curved path of space-time created by Earth's mass. Even more fascinating is that gravity and acceleration are essentially the same thing. This is known as the equivalence principle. If you were inside a closed room in space, being pushed upward by acceleration, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between that sensation and the pull of gravity on Earth. It's one of the most elegant ideas in modern physics, that falling freely through space and feeling weightless is, in a sense, the purest form of gravity itself. So while gravity may be the weakest of all forces, it's the one that truly connects us to the universe. It holds galaxies together, keeps our planet orbiting the sun, and gives shape to the cosmos itself. Weak or not, gravity defines the very structure of existence, proving that sometimes, the gentlest forces can hold the greatest power. Next story. On September 22, 1979, a U.S. satellite orbiting high above Earth detected something strange. A sudden, bright double flash of light in the middle of the Southern Ocean, near the southern tip of Africa. The satellite, part of the VELA program designed to monitor the planet for atmospheric energy bursts, had never seen anything quite like it. At first, it seemed like a routine data reading, until scientists realized what the sensors were showing. The distinct double flash pattern was identical to those seen in high-energy tests, something powerful enough to light up the sky even through a storm. But there was no record, no announcement, and no one claiming responsibility. The mysterious event became known as the VELA incident, named after the satellite that spotted it. From the beginning, theories started to spread. Some experts believed it was simply an instrumental error, a sensor glitch caused by sunlight, lightning, or even micrometeor impacts. Others suggested it might have been a natural phenomenon, such as a meteor exploding in the atmosphere, or a rare combination of lightning and solar radiation. But as analysts dug deeper, those explanations began to sound less likely. The light signature was too precise, too consistent with known high-energy events. It had all the hallmarks of something deliberate, something engineered. That led to the most enduring theory, that the flash was the result of a secret test conducted far from public view. At the time, global tensions were high. Certain nations were developing advanced technologies in secrecy, often in isolated regions where detection was difficult. Some experts pointed towards South Africa at the time, possibly in cooperation with another nation, suggesting that they might have been testing experimental energy devices far out at sea. However, no one ever came forward to confirm it. Official investigations by the U.S. government and the United Nations produced no conclusive evidence. The event remained unexplained, a mystery caught on film but never fully understood. What made the VELA incident even more intriguing was its timing. The late 1970s were filled with international agreements restricting high-energy testing. If the double flash had indeed been a secret experiment, it would have been in direct violation of those accords, giving countries strong motivation to conceal any involvement. Decades later, modern researchers have re-examined the data with better technology and fresh perspectives. Some still lean toward a natural explanation, while others remain convinced that the flash was artificial, a deliberate, controlled release of energy in one of the most remote places on Earth. To this day, no one knows for sure what the satellite saw that night. Was it a natural phenomenon that science has yet to fully explain? Or was it something far more calculated? A moment in history quietly erased by those who created it. The VELA incident remains one of the great unsolved mysteries of the modern age. A silent burst of light in the dark ocean, reminding us that even in an era of satellites and science, the world still keeps its secrets. Next story. Space is vast, unimaginably vast, and while we've mapped much of what's visible, there's still an entire universe of darkness out there. Within that darkness, some of the most mysterious objects in existence drift silently through space, almost completely unseen. Astronomers call them Damocloids, a class of celestial bodies so dark and rough that they reflect almost no light at all. Most objects in our solar system, planets, moons, asteroids, and comets, are visible because they reflect sunlight. Even the faintest ones can be spotted with powerful telescopes when the light hits them just right. But Damocloids are different. Their surfaces are covered in material so dark and irregular that sunlight barely bounces off. To our instruments, they appear almost invisible. Small patches of nothing moving against a backdrop of nothingness. Scientists first discovered Damocloids when tracking unusual objects that didn't behave like normal asteroids or comets. They followed strange, elongated orbits, often taking them far out beyond the edges of the solar system before swinging back toward the sun. Some researchers believe they might be the burnt-out remains of ancient comets, icy travelers that long ago lost their tails and shine, leaving behind only a dark, rocky shell. Others think they could be fragments from even older celestial collisions, remnants of a time when the solar system was still forming. What makes them truly fascinating, and a little unsettling, is that we can't track them all. Because they reflect so little light, we can only see a small fraction at any given time. Many are only detected when they pass close enough for sunlight to catch a glimpse of their uneven surfaces, or when they drift behind us in a way that makes them easier to spot. For every one we've found, there could be dozens, or even hundreds, still hiding in the cosmic dark. It's entirely possible that one of these massive, lightless wanderers is moving in our direction right now, traveling silently through the emptiness of space. It could be passing through the outer reaches of the solar system, undetected and unseen. We wouldn't know it was there until the sunlight finally struck it at just the right angle, just before it arrives. Of course, scientists constantly scan the skies with some of the most advanced telescopes and detection systems ever built. These instruments can find even small objects millions of miles away. But the fact remains that our view of the universe depends entirely on light. If something doesn't reflect light, or reflects very little, it becomes nearly impossible to see until it's close. The Damocloids are a reminder of how limited our perception really is. We live surrounded by technology that can observe galaxies billions of light years away. Yet some of the most mysterious things in our own cosmic neighborhood remain hidden. Out there, beyond the reach of light, countless invisible travelers move quietly through the dark, reminders that the universe is far larger and far more mysterious than we can ever truly see. Next story. Every time we look up at the night sky, we're not really seeing the universe as it is right now. We're seeing it as it once was. The twinkling stars above us might look alive and constant, but the light reaching our eyes has been traveling for hundreds, sometimes thousands, of years before finally arriving here on Earth. Light doesn't move instantly. It travels at a finite speed, about 300,000 kilometers per second, or roughly 186,000 miles per second. That's incredibly fast. But space is vast beyond comprehension. When you measure distance in light years, you're measuring how far light travels in 1 year. That means a star 100 light years away isn't shining to us as it looks right now. We're seeing it as it was 100 years ago. Here's where it gets fascinating. And a little eerie. Because that light takes so long to reach us, we can't be sure which of those distant stars still exist. A star that exploded or faded away a century ago could still appear to shine brightly in our sky tonight. Its final light just now arriving at our eyes. In a sense, when we stargaze, we're not observing the present universe at all. We're witnessing a cosmic time machine, seeing ancient history frozen in light. Take our own sun, for example. It's about 93 million miles away, which means sunlight takes just over 8 minutes to reach Earth. So if the sun were to suddenly go dark, we wouldn't notice right away. For those 8 minutes, everything would look completely normal. The light and warmth we'd still feel during that time would be from the sun's final moments, already long gone. Only once that last wave of light reached us would we realize something had changed. The same principle applies on a much larger scale. The light from the nearest star system, Alpha Centauri, takes over 4 years to reach us. The glow from the Orion Nebula, a birthplace of new stars, is over 1,300 years old by the time it reaches Earth. And some of the faintest galaxies, visible through telescopes, are billions of light years away. meaning the light we see from them today began its journey. Before Earth itself even existed, it's a perspective that changes how we think about the night sky. Every star, every glimmer of light is a message sent from the past, a memory of something that might no longer be there. When you gaze upward, you're not just looking at space, you're looking at time itself stretched across the heavens. So the next time you step outside on a clear night and see those distant stars shimmering above you, remember, you're witnessing echoes of the past, the universe telling its story through light that has traveled for ages to find you. In that moment, you're connected not just to the stars as they are, but to the history of everything that ever was.
Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution. An all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year when you use code GOALS at monarch.com. That's monarch.com, promo code GOALS. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.